Byers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
You have a certain vibe going today.
I know, I'm feeling it, right? No, you're not feeling it?
Who is this Cool in the Gang?
Yeah.
They were at Celebration a couple of years ago.
Mm-hmm. So they'll be at the State Fair next year, and you can pay $50 to see them.
Yeah. They put on a good show. I think I was responsible for Cool in the Gang coming to the theater because I went to see, if you remember correctly, we went to see Van Halen. That brief, there was like a couple of months where David Lee Roth got back with Van Halen and they toured. Do you remember that? And they had
Remember you going.
Eddie Van Halen's son,
Wolfgang,
on the bass because they kicked the bass player out. I mean, that you talk about dysfunctional bands. That was the original dysfunctional band. They couldn't get along with anyone. I mean, you know, and it was like, so there was like that one little window where David Lee Roth was touring with them. And Pete Paulin asked me if I'd like to go see Van Halen in St. Louis. And what's the hockey? Where do they play? Where do the Blues play?
The Savage Center.
Is that it?
At least it used to be. It may be something else now.
It's like Scott Trade Center or something.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Okay, anyway. So we went to see Van Halen, and Cool in the Gang was the opening act, which I thought was a weird opening act because Cool in the Gang and Van Halen really musically don't have anything other than common, other than they were in the same time era.
Right.
Like the 80s.
Right.
So we've now created like the 80s music is just the 80s music, no matter whether you're an R&B band or a rock band or whatever. But I was blown away at how good they were. I wasn't expecting much.
Right.
I just like Cool in the Gang. They had that one song that I hate, Celebrate, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, that doesn't everybody hate that song?
Until you saw them in concert, and then...
No, I still hate that song.
Okay.
But I was a little surprised at the breadth. I mean, and it was a big... They had two drummers, and they had two... I mean, it was like a big band with a horn section. I mean, they put on a really good show. So I came back and told Lori at Celebration, I'm like, this is great. And that was the year that we celebrated the 30th anniversary, and they did the Sunday night show, and it was packed. It was huge. Kyle May joins us. He's a big supporter of local events.
I learned something today with the whole Cool in the Gang tie-in.
Yeah, I it was weird because it was just when I got the tickets, I remember thinking Cool in the Gang. You know, it was just like an odd thing to me. It didn't fit with Van Halen, but they put on a better show.
I heard the Celebration, like they blew it out of the park.
They did. It was amazing. We were up there Sunday night to introduce them, and it was just a sea of humanity. Like you know that is an amazing sight when you think about Joan Jett. I mean, they announced yesterday they're going to have Joan Jett over at State Fair. Great. Joan Jett's fantastic. She's a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But it's $45, you know, to go see her. You could have seen her, you know, 3 years ago for free at the Decatur Celebration. The people that complain and whine about Celebration are just, they're a mystery to me because it's like nothing. You're the person, if I was walking down the street and I handed you a $100 bill, you would literally look at me and go, what, not 200? I mean,
that all you got?
Yeah, there are folks that are just that way that I am tired of trying to understand. I don't even care anymore. Because there's plenty of other people that get it and will come down and support it. All right, what's going on? How was your big St. Patrick's Day? I saw you had like a pair of nine ladies left or something on your Shamrock shoes.
Yep, sold those.
Yeah.
So we went through all of them. I was looking at about 20 pairs of Shamrock shoes. So there's a few of them out there now. No, it went well. The Run to Lockstock went on St. Patrick's Day.
They had
a pretty good turnout. They aren't done remodeling Lockstock, so they had everything out in the tent afterwards, so... It went good.
All right. So there's something to do just about every weekend now that we're... Today is the official first day of spring, by the way.
It doesn't feel
like it. It's also Election Day, which is like a double whammy.
Yeah,
but it is. There is light at the end of the tunnel. Although it doesn't look like the extended forecast is going to get all that warm that soon. We're not going to get freezing. I mean, you know, it's not bad.
Yeah.
People start to get out. They start to get energized. You know, and if you're from the Midwest, you know, when winter is over, you're ready to get outside and do something, right?
Yeah, I was looking out east, has another nor'easter coming in, so we have it a lot better than they have had it. They've had just huge snowstorms out there, so yeah, we're almost through it. Sunday, a few of us got out for a ride. We did a little gravel ride and stuff. That was fun.
What is a gravel ride? I know I've asked you this before, but I can't remember.
So it's kind of a newer category of cycling that you try to find the worst roads that you can and go ride down.
And why is that? Why does that make any sense at all?
Yeah.
I mean, usually gravel would be something I would try to avoid on a bicycle. You guys are going out looking for it.
So you're on a bike that has a little bit bigger tire on
that
it,
helps.
So it's a lot more enjoyable riding on it. There's a couple things. There's no traffic. I don't think we sell any cars on the really rough stuff.
It's Illinois. It shouldn't be hard to find rough roads to ride on.
No, actually, it's a lot easier.
You could probably just take one of the major highways and just by avoiding potholes.
Some of it's getting a little rough.
I took the ride out to Harristown last week. We went out to EPL Bioanalytical. Oh, my God. Yeah, it was like Beirut or something. Yeah, it was horrible.
So, yeah, we go ride on that stuff, and it's fun. It's more of a workout than riding on the road. You're going harder, not as fast. So it's, I don't know, it's enjoyable. I like no traffic, some different roads I've ridden around here my whole life. So I'm riding on a road, new roads that I hadn't ever ridden on.
That's okay. That's fun. So change the scenery up a little bit.
Yeah.
Your 5K finish program is starting up March 27th. I want to tell people about this because if you don't believe this is possible, I swear to you it is. And Lindsay and I can tell you personally, this is a 10-week program. Now, you're going to start, literally, you can go from couch to 5K in 10 weeks. And people don't believe that when you tell them you can do it, but you absolutely can.
Yeah, we've seen it over and over again.
Yeah.
So this is one of our programs. It's the beginner program of this. It's just a finish of 5K. So it starts with a lot of walking, a little bit of running, and transitions into more running, a little bit of walking. But I don't even think the whole program, you're running the whole 3 miles. It's made like a interval type of
Yeah, but you have coaches and mentors that participate.
Yeah, we have a coach that oversees it all, and then we have a mentor, about one mentor for four or five participants, so they make sure everybody's doing okay, kind of keep you in a group running along at the pace that you need to run in or what your goal is. We started off with a time trial, so we do a one-mile time trial around the block, and see what your speed is for that, and then we put you in a category based off of other participants that are running the same speed.
So you're there with folks that are, you know, which is very important, I think. Yeah. When you're doing this in a group, is you don't want to be around people that are a lot slower, a lot faster. You want to be around people like you.
Yeah, and then we put the mentor with that kind of speed of group too. So
It's going to culminate with the big run on June 6th, which you guys put on, and that's going to be their first 5K.
Yeah. So the big run is June 6th. It's like a Wednesday night. All the a bunch of Fleet Feet around the country are putting on a 5K that night.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that more later, but there's some cool national promotions going on with that event. So it's fun. We have a little post party in the parking lot. It's 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. at night.
Yeah, well, here's the thing, folks. If you're sitting here, it's the first day of spring. You want to get off the couch and do something. Get signed up for this program, and literally, like, the week after Memorial Day, you can be running your first 5K. I mean, that's just a short window in time to be able to get active and do something, and you can do it, I promise you. How do folks sign up for that program?
The website, Fleet Feet Decatur IL, has a lot of info on it.
All right, fleetfeetdecaturil.com. You can check that out. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back. Kyle May in the studios, Ride and Run this Tuesday, brought to you by Spin City and Fleet Feet Decatur, IL.com, and spincity.co is the website there as well. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 42 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, lows around 30. For your Wednesday, cloudy skies, gradually becoming sunny and highs near 44. And Thursday, sunshine, highs near 50. It is 32 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Beautify your home with new doors and windows from Marvin. Get style along with functionality from Ultimate Clad Casement Windows that turn inside out for easy cleaning. Custom sizes are available for almost any door or window in your home, with many colors to choose from.
Huff Lumber and Home Specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
This is Jim Edgar. During my time as governor, I tried to bring all sides together to solve problems facing our state. Today, we're seeing more screaming, shouting, and blame than cooperation. That's why I'm asking you to support Randy Keith to be your state representative. Randy is a fiscal conservative who will work to get things done in Springfield. Randy Keith has a plan to fix our crumbling infrastructure, create more good-paying jobs by improving Illinois' business climate, and will work for common-sense reforms that focus on results, not partisanship. State government is better when we have smart, qualified people who are willing to work together. That's how we made Illinois work when I was governor, and I'm confident Randy Keith can help make Illinois work again. This is Jim Edgar, and I hope you'll support Randy Keith on March 20th.
Randy Keith for state representative. He'll put Illinois back to work.
This ad paid for by friends of Randy Keith.
This is Dwayne Noland. As someone who spent over 30 years with government, I know what people in Macon County expect from the leaders we entrust with our tax dollars. We want government that is efficient, effective, and transparent. That's Samantha Murray. Samantha has a record of public service. She's focused on serving you with efficiency, making bureaucracy effective, and promoting transparent government. She's a working mother who knows the importance of always putting people before politics. Samantha Murray has a vision for innovating services, and I know she will make serving you her number one priority as Macon County Clerk. Take my word for it. Samantha Murray is the efficient, effective, transparent candidate we need as Macon County Clerk. On March 20th, please join me in voting for Samantha Murray.
I'm Samantha Murray, and this ad is paid for by Friends of Samantha.
I'm John Butts, running to be your sheriff. In my 28 years in the sheriff's office and in my education and training, I have seen firsthand the need to serve with integrity, accountability, and compassion. The sheriff's office is a big one. 160 employees and $15 million of your dollars. My degree in law enforcement, my studies at the FBI Academy, and my experience in making tough decisions has prepared me for this challenge. But I need you. I'm asking for your vote on March 20th. Please vote for John Butts for sheriff.
Paid for by the committee to elect Butts for sheriff.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, which means Ride and Run with Kyle May, FleetFeedDecaturIL.com and SpinCity.co. They're right next door to each other. If you want to check it out, they're located at 1088 West Wood Street and actually, you know, it's one building but two separate shops. We've been talking to your manager extraordinaire, Heather, who runs the Fleet Feet side of things. You need to listen to her more.
I'm starting to.
Okay, no, you really do. She's got some great ideas.
I've gotten to the point I just kind of let her do.
I'm not buying that. you guys do all kinds of great stuff. I want to spend a couple of minutes here today. You guys kind of unveiled this a couple of weeks ago or last weekend maybe, but this 3D foot imaging device that you have. This is important, and I'm telling you, I have been in great shape, worked out, and I was still buying the wrong size shoes. So it's important to go down there and check this out because you can really identify not only the size of shoes you need to buy, but like the difference between your left foot and your right foot. How long does this process take?
3 seconds.
All right, you stand on this thing, it takes a three-dimensional scan, and then you're able to look at it through a computer or iPad and take a look.
We walk you through some of the numbers. It does right and left foot size, width, arch height, and a few other things. And then it gets emailed to you, too, so you can pull it up anytime you want and look at your foot and spin it around and stuff. It's pretty cool. But, yeah, it helps us select what size shoe you need, which really that's like a lot of people – have that wrong. So
well, they do, but it's not universal. One of the things I've learned is the different brands all have so a different
We'll help steer you through which shoe would fit. I run about a half size difference between a couple different brands, so we can help you with that too. This Fit ID thing is in place in a lot of Fleet Feet around the country. So our store is a franchise. There's 160 of them around the country. It's still locally owned, and
all the decisions are made by you, but you have the advantage of having this buying power of this big company to be able to bring the technology here locally, which I think is really cool.
So all these Fleet Feet, I was reading, they've done 150,000 scans or something like that since last fall whenever a lot of the stores started getting them. It's going to make better shoes. So what they're doing is collecting all this data.
And sharing it with the people who make the shoes.
And eventually they're going to go to 3D printed things.
Inserts, which is going to be fantastic. All right, if people want to check it out, you can get to FleetFeetDecaturIL.com or SpinCity.co. We'll see Kyle next Tuesday. It's Ride and Run. We'll take a break for news. Back with more right after this.